Hey everyone, you are listening to Siddharth Shah. On this podcast, I talk to you about success, mind power, personal and professional development and growth, and a lot more things to help you tap your infinite potential. The episode begins. Chapter 15, The Summary, How to Outwit the Six Ghosts of Fear. In Chapter 15 of Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill, we confront the insidious barriers that often obstruct our path to success, the six ghosts of fear. Hill identifies these fears as some of the most common and crippling obstacles to achieving our goals. This chapter explores each fear and provides strategies to overcome it. The nature of fear. Fear is a powerful and primitive emotion that can either motivate or paralyze us. While fear serves a valuable function in keeping us safe from immediate danger, it can also inhibit our progress when it comes to irrational or excessive. Hill argues that fear is often a product of our own imagination. We create and magnify fears in our minds, allowing them to limit our potential and sabotage our success. Recognizing and conquering these fears is essential to achieving our goals. The six ghosts of fear. Hill identifies six common fears that can hold us back. Number one, fear of poverty. The fear of lack and financial insecurity can prevent us from taking risks or pursuing opportunities. Number two, fear of criticism. The fear of what others think or say about us can lead to self-doubt and hesitation. Number three, fear of ill health. Worrying about illness can consume our thoughts and energy, diverting our focus from our goals. Number four, fear of loss of love. The fear of rejection or loss in personal relationships can limit our actions and decisions. Number five, fear of old age. Concerns about aging and declining abilities can hinder our enthusiasm for new endeavors. Number six, fear of death. The ultimate fear, the fear of death, can create a sense of urgency or paralyze us with existential dread. Strategies to overcome fear. Hill provides practical strategies to conquer these fears. Number one, defining your fear. Identify the specific fear that is holding you back. Naming it can diminish its power. Number two, rational analysis. Assess whether your fear is based on facts or irrational beliefs. Most fears are exaggerated in the mind. Number three, action and courage. Take deliberate action in the face of fear. The action builds confidence and weakens fear's grip. Number four, positive auto-suggestion. Use auto-suggestion to replace fearful thoughts with positive affirmations and beliefs. Number five, mastermind support. Seek guidance and support from your mastermind group when dealing with fears. Powerful quotes of this chapter. Number one, indecision is the seedling of fear. Number two, all thoughts tend to clothe themselves into their physical equivalent. Action steps for this chapter. Number one, rank yourself on every symptom of each basic fear. Number two, analyze your routine behavior to check on the symptoms. Number three, take massive and consistent actions. If you are a part of our community, you'll be getting the symptoms of each of these basic fears. Do these exercises diligently and see how you can really start to conquer your fears. Personal application of this chapter. I overcame the fear of poverty and fear of losing money by keeping on investing in myself, even when I didn't have money to pay my basic rentals also, but I kept on investing in myself. I overcame the fear of criticism by coaching on Think and Grow Rich when myself I was not a millionaire. This is really tough. This was really tough. Imagine me coaching on the principles of Think and Grow Rich when people looking up on my face and saying, show me the money. Show me where are your millions. Show me where is your name in the Forbes richest list. Show me where is your Lamborghini. And that was really, really tough. But I conquered that particular fear of criticism. I overcame the fear of loss of love when I lost my dad to brain stroke in 2017. That was really a sad part, but I overcome that particular loss. He was in coma for the last 4 years before we lost him. But that's where I conquered this fear of loss of love. I overcame the fear of ill health by developing vitality. I overcame the fear of old age when I pressed the reset button and entered the coaching industry at the age of 40. Well, this is really tough. I mean, imagine having two teenage boys at the age of 40. You pivot, you do something which you've never done before and you want to prove yourself in the industry. But I think if I can do at the age of 40, I think all of you can do so, whatever you want to do. Age is just a number. And lastly, I overcame the fear of death when I did skydiving in Switzerland in 2012. And just recently, I did the bridge climb at the Sydney Harbour Bridge. And that's also an amazing experience to really conquer this fear of death. And skydiving was an amazing experience. Affirmation for this chapter. If God is with me, what can be against me? This is powerful from Norman Vincent Peale's Power of Positive Thinking. Repeat after me. If God is with me, what can be against me? Come on, guys, one more time. If God is with me, what can be against me? One more. I can do all things through God that strengthens me. Repeat after me. I can do all things through God that strengthens me. Come on, guys, one more time. I can do all things through God that strengthens me. Wonderful. Thank you so much. Case studies from Think and Grow Rich community members. Watch how Vishal Bhosle achieves his grand success by applying the principles of Think and Grow Rich, especially after he conquered all his fears. The link is there on my YouTube channel. Just search for Vishal Bhosle. And there are many like this who have conquered fears, different types of fears, and I've got phenomenal results using the power of Think and Grow Rich. Further reading, number one, Old Man Worry. Number two, The Devil's Workshop. Number three, Self-Analysis Test Questions. And number four, 57 Famous Alibis. These two tests, you got to take it. They are there in the book Think and Grow Rich. Every year, you should do an annual revaluation of yourself. You'll learn more about yourself if you just do this simple test from the last chapter of Think and Grow Rich. Follow the instructions of this chapter and get ready to conclude and start a new beginning in the final chapter of conclusion. Thank you so much. Thank you for listening to this episode. To be notified of upcoming episodes, be sure to subscribe and follow this podcast on this app right now. Also, don't forget to rate and review. Thank you.